Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But we bring in, and we'll bring in Paul on this note. Like Paul was yesterday. Hi, Paul, by the way. Good morning.
Hello.
Sorry. Like Paul was saying yesterday, hey, Paterka, is he here next season? And you said, Paul, he's here if you can guarantee him a spot in the top six. If not, what's the point? Put him in Rochester. If you were to say we're not committing long-term to Olofsson, you would put Paterka in the top six then.
Absolutely. Yeah, if one of those guys isn't around, then I absolutely would put him in the top six. I just think that's where he needs to be. I don't see the point of Quinn or Paterka, you know, playing a bottom six role or something like that. I just don't see how that would work for either one of them, because I think, you know, both of them, their futures are top six, and that's how they would excel.
What happens with Olofsson and his contract situation going forward?
Well, I'm sure they're scared of arbitration. They don't want to get to arbitration with him. So I think it's going to be a, you know, try to avoid arbitration with all costs. You just don't know what an arbitrator, where they might go with it. And so, you know, they're going to try to get something done without that. What he did in the last half of the season, in the last couple of months, when the team got better, he got better. And, you know, he was hard for other teams to handle, both 5-on-5 and on the power play. And, you know, he was one of the reasons the power play was as good as it was at the end, and the best in the National Hockey League. And he was on the number two power play, but they were scoring goals because, you know, he was scoring. He was their leading scorer on the power play in those 2 months, and Krebs was second. And they were both on the number two unit. So, you know, he was able to help them get two units that were both dangerous and both scoring.
To Jeremy's question, what would your list? Who would be at the top of your Sabres untouchable list this offseason? Kevin Adams gets a call and like, no way, let's not even talk about
this. How many do you have, and what's the order?
Well, I think Power and Dahlin both are guys that I think, you know, they need to move forward with. Quite honestly, I like a lot of their young players, but I don't know if I call anybody untouchable. It's one of those things, tell me the deal, and I'll tell you if it would have to be a phenomenal deal if I'm going to trade Krebs or Cousins or, you know, Samuelson's another one that I don't think I'd want to part with. I think it would evolve to maybe – you know, two or three guys, but, you know, I'm not real interested in trading Thompson right now, but, you know, the word untouchable,
your two number one picks, you know, like that might be it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so other than that, I mean, it would be, tell me the trade. I wouldn't be excited to trade some of these guys, but I wouldn't say 100% untouchable.
Yeah, I'm not eager to trade Samuelson either, you know, like, but I couldn't probably list him as that.
Yeah, I'm not eager at all to trade any of those three guys, Dahlin, Samuelson, or Power, but, you know, because I think that's a good starting point from a very, very good defense. But it would have to be some ridiculous trade, you know, that somebody would come up with.
Paul, the Rochester Amerks play tonight. Who is Lucas Rusek?
He's a guy that really, you know, he had a knee injury coming into training camp. He was a sixth-round pick by Botterill, I believe, in 19. and you know, somebody that's kind of off the radar a little bit, but he's really shown, you know, he's from the Czech Republic, and he was able to get, I believe, 19 games in before, you know, after he went through his rehab, and he got the 19 games in, and now in the playoffs, here's a guy that, you know, has 2 goals and an assist in 5 games playing, you know, on a line that doesn't play a whole lot. They don't play a regular shift. What they usually do is dress 11 forwards, so those two guys go out with somebody double shifting, like Peterka or Ristolainen, and that's when they scored, when Peterka was out there with them, and Peterka made a great pass to Rusyk, but Rusyk also got himself available in the open area to get that pass and score. Talking to Seth Appert about him, he talks about he's a very, very intelligent player, and his intelligence really comes through. So, you know, we always hear about Quinn, and we always hear about Peterka and those kinds of guys. But if you're looking for a dark horse type of a prospect that, you know, maybe you'll see here in 2 years or so, Rusyk might be your guy. I mean, this is a guy that they really, really like, and the players enjoy playing with him. They kind of look forward to playing with him on his line. So, you know, he's just somebody that is coming off that knee injury and just kind of getting his career started now that he's, you know, gone through that 6 months of rehab.
We've been talking about the second round of the playoffs a little bit, Paul, as well. They start, second round tonight. Scoring is up. At least it was in the first round. It was up in the regular season. It was up in the first round as the highest scoring first round in 20 years. Maybe not so coincidentally, this could be as simple as telling you that power plays are up per game. What were you seeing in the first round that could account for more scoring at a time when typically it goes in the other direction in the playoffs?
I think some of it was the games weren't as close, and once the games aren't close, all the foolishness starts, and that's when the penalties start. You know, the referees will start calling penalties if they want to try to bring that game under control, and then, you know, the game's out of control, and now the goals start flying in. You know, so that's kind of what we've seen with that. It was usually a lot of these games, because we didn't see a lot of overtime games until we got really late in the series.
Right.
And a lot of it was that the game started to get away from teams. You know, look at the Tampa Bay, you know, Toronto series. Every game got away from the other team, it seemed like. And then, you know, they were playing the third period as everybody's trying to send a message type of thing. And the referees are trying to stop that message from being sent. So now there's more penalties. And as the penalties mount up, now the goals start mounting up even more. But you know, when the things got tight in the game sevens, you know, it seemed like some of the scoring, especially in Dallas, Calgary, and some of the others, started to dry up a little bit.
Paul, with us on the Wester Hotline, what's the most interesting, in your opinion, what is the most interesting matchup in this next round?
Probably Tampa, Florida, and Edmonton, Calgary is. You know, it's just because it's the quote battle of Alberta, and that can get pretty wild with the way they go. But Florida and Tampa, they have some rough, tough, wild games, and they have all year. It started with preseason, and then hasn't let up at all. Those are two teams that hate each other. Those are two very good teams. And so I think the Florida-Tampa one probably is the one I'm looking forward to the most, and I think has the probably, in my mind, going to be the closest to the group.
Is there a this is not a prediction question, so don't yell at me. Is there a team that you would like to see win the cup? Florida is the only franchise that doesn't have any Stanley Cups to its credit. Everybody else does at some point in franchise history. Is there someone you'd root for, whether it's for the fan base, whether it's for certain players on the roster? It's good for the sport if this. You got a team you'd like to see win?
Not really. I don't think there's anybody I'm, quote, rooting for. You know, I'm rooting for good hockey, I guess, when we get to this point. But there isn't a team that, you know, like a Cinderella team that, you know, you sit there and say, you know, like when the St. Louis Blues won it, they were kind of the Cinderella team moving along, and it was kind of fun watching them, but now they've won one. Rangers, Carolina, no. Tampa's already done it. I'm not real interested in Florida winning the cup. I'm to a point now where I'm just rooting for good hockey. Not, I don't necessarily care who wins.
I don't know how much you've seen of the Panthers so far. I was curious, how Reinhardt is doing so far in the postseason?
He's playing very well. He scored some big goals in the first round for Florida. You know, when they needed it, there was a game that he tied up very late in that game. I don't remember which one it was. Florida just seemed to be spinning their wheels, and he got the goal, and I believe they won that game, if I'm not mistaken. So he's been playing very well for them, just as he has all year. Nothing's changed. That's the thing with him. He's just consistent. You know, you know what you're getting from Sam Reinhardt, and you tend to get it night in and night out. And it doesn't matter. You know, this is the first time he's been in the playoffs, but now that I've gotten a chance to see him, it doesn't matter if it's playoffs or the regular season. He's just who he is, and that's the way he plays.
Couple quick things before we let you go. One, Vegas fires Pete DeBoer. Any thoughts on that? I'll make it a two-part question. Vegas firing DeBoer, and what about Barry Trotz for Vegas? I mean, Trotz is going to get a job somewhere, right?
I wondered that. Now, we'll see. If he gets hired in Vegas, I'll wonder even louder. It's like, did DeBoer get fired because they wanted to hire Barry Trotz, mm-hmm. type of a thing? Mm-hmm. Or were they just planning on it anyway? You know, Vegas did have a lot of injuries this year. It's the first time they haven't made the playoffs, but there have been other folks who feel the Golden Knights have underachieved under him, even when they've been in the playoffs.
Right.
You know, so they figure they should have gone farther than they did. So it'll be very interesting to see, who winds up getting the job. And as I said, if it's Barry Trotz, I'll just wonder again, did they make the move because they wanted him?
Yeah, it's funny. We had Jeff. I feel like Trotz is right. He's won wherever he's been, right, including a cup in Washington. And I should double check this, Paul. You would know better than I would. Your memory's better than mine. What the playoff success the Islanders had under Trotz, they didn't win a cup, but that I would assume that's been the best playoff success that franchise has had since they were great in the 80s. They went through like a 20-year stretch where they didn't do squat in the postseason. And Trotz gets some really competitive, like a cup, I think, cup contender level, and they get rid of him. That's why I think he's won wherever he goes. And you would think, I don't know that he'd want to go to Detroit. Who else is open? Philly? I'm trying to think of other openings besides Vegas. It would seem like if you're Vegas and you're a team that you think is trying to contend for a cup next season, he would seem to be a logical match. We had Jeff Merrick on from Sportsnet last hour talking about Toronto, right? And it doesn't sound like they're going to make a coaching change. I almost wondered the same thing. Would they look at it and go, hey, you know, we like Keith, but oh, Trotz is available. We can upgrade there.
Yeah, and that's what I don't understand. I mean, he got them to the conference finals with a team that people weren't anticipating him doing that. And then this happens. But this was a lot of injuries, and it had to be more than just what this one season was. I mean, if you're going to coach under Lou Lamoriello, you basically do exactly what he says.
Yeah.
And Barry Trotz, I don't know if he's that guy. You know, so I think maybe he clashed with Lou Lamoriello and some of the philosophies, and I think that may have been what this was all about. More than, well, it was just one year that they didn't make the playoffs after the years that they had, the 2 years before that.
Final thing for you, Mr. Hamilton. You're watching the Stanley Cup playoffs. You're covering the Amerks. You're a busy dude. You're watching the World Championships that are going on. Who's doing well from the Sabres class that's over there?
Well, Cousins, a couple of an assists in yesterday's game. And, you know, when I tune in, and first of all, I wasn't thinking of him to even be on Team Canada, and he made the team. And then I tune in for game one, and there he is on the number one line with Dubois from Winnipeg. And not only on the number one line, but in that first game, he was their best player by far. He really played well, and he's playing left wing, something he hasn't done here in Buffalo. He's played right wing and center, but not left wing. But he's really, really excelled and played well, and he's also on their number one power play. And again, has done well with that, so... You know, he's really, I think, continued. I think we saw improvement in his play down the stretch this year, and I think he's carried that into the World Championship, being on Team Canada. Because, you know, a lot of the guys in their exit interviews, we ask, have you been in contact for the World Championships? I'm embarrassed to say we didn't ask Dylan Cousins. I don't think any of us thought he was going to be on Team Canada. I mean, we asked Power, but didn't ask him. And obviously that was a mistake on our part, because not only has he been there. And then Sweden wanted to keep roster spots open. So they've been playing with 15 guys, which is nine forwards. Rasmus Asplund in the first game led Sweden in time with over 25 minutes. And then in game two, he's their player of the game. He scores two goals and is their player of the game. And now that the, you know, Sweden will be adding to their roster now that the first round of the playoffs is over. But, you know, they've been going with nine guys, and here's a guy that's been getting over 25 minutes a game. And again, has played really well and was their player of the game in the second game.
Well, Mr. Hamilton, enjoy watching all of this hockey, and thank you as always for coming on with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.